did not take part in killing business. Om
Anjana Salakaya Chakshojini Minitam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Madhvi Aima Puro Vimho Nirmaya Sete Adamo Shupu Bhaktaya Tala Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswade Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have been hearing the pastime of King Amena, and his ruling, how he declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus the sages who appointed him as a king, the Brahmana, they had right to chastise him. They tried to give some sense to King Vena, but he was so puffed up. He was so puffed up that he did not care for their good advice. You know what happened? If somebody is not qualified and if he is awarded a position, then immediately that person becomes puffed up. And being so proud, he did not care about his dealing, is one thing. He thinks whatever he is doing is right. So might is right. Thing I am doing is right. But some person who are not in the politics or anything, they give some good advice. But since they are puffed up, they do not like to take any advice from anybody. Because they think that I am the best. So I don't need to take any advice. Whereas a saintly person, being so humble, he takes advice from anyone and everyone. Whatever helps to become Krishna conscious. This is our philosophy. We accept anything which is favorable in development of our Krishna consciousness. So the devotee is a thief. Lord Dattatreya, he took Kalesa and even from the Dao, even from the Chandala, even from the prostitute. Lesson can be taken from anyone. I just remember a story. There was a man, a farmer, and he was doing his farming. At lunch time, his daughter brought tiffin for him. She left the tiffin and went back home. The custom that evening time, whoever is at home, either boy or girl, they go back to the farm to help the father. So the girl went to help the father, and was surprising to her, so surprised to see that her father was still sleeping. He ate nice prasadam and he went to sleep. He didn't do his farming, he went to sleep. The girl, she let him up and said, "My dear father, sun is setting and you are still sleeping. Sun is setting, still you are sleeping. Sun is setting, still you are sleeping." He heard three times. And the simple word of that girl changed his life. He considered the sun as the life or his age. The sun is setting, still you are sleeping. You are growing old, still you want to enjoy. That is the meaning. And thereafter, he gave everything and he went to forest. He became a devotee. So she did not mean that way, but he took that way. So a saintly person, he sees everything in relation to Krishna. So they take good thing from whoever it comes. But people who are puffed up, even good advice they do not take, like King Vena. He will advise very nicely. And when it becomes too much, that same Brahmana, the same sage who appointed him king, they killed him, not by any weapons, but simply by shouting at him. The power of the Brahmanas, the word of the Brahmanas so powerful, just by shouting at him, he was killed. And when King Anga went to forest, they appointed him the king. And now once again, he was killed. Although they knew about King Vena, but still they thought blind uncle is better than no uncle. So after all, he is son of the Kshatriya and will do something. And sure enough, when King Vena became the king, all the rogues and thieves, they went on hiding. They are not to be seen anywhere. But now, as soon as you are killed, the news went all over the places in no time. Yesterday, King Vena is killed, King Vena is killed. The communication system those days was much more powerful than today. It was in the air, ether. Just like Brihaspati, when he felt insulted by Indra and he disappeared, that time all the demons immediately they came to know that Brihaspati is upset with the demigod and he left. So they attacked the demigod and the demigod had to go on hide. The same way, as soon as the rocks and thieves, they heard this thing, they were waiting for chance. are not taking race or anything. They are waiting for chance. When the chance will come. The sage after King Benavad did, they were considering what to do, whom to make king. They had their AGM, they had their meeting, a special meeting was called, what to do. Because this is the duty of the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are the head. The duty of the head to think about the welfare of the body. Hand, leg, mouth, stomach, they are working senses. They will only work. They can't think. Only head has to think. Therefore, according to Varnashram system, everything was arranged in such a wonderful way, such a nice way. The Brahmanas were there to think. Then the Brahmana, when they say they saw about the Kali Yuga, how the Kali Yuga will be, and they were worried about Kali. And they started thinking what to do. And thereafter, deliberating, considering, discussing, they come on conclusion. Muninam nipunyinitam harinam ayuvakeyo kirtanam. The Munis, the sages, they come on conclusion in Kali Yuga. There is no way to deliver these fallen conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. But only the Lord can deliver. He is non-dependent from His holy name. Munam Nipniritam. They decided this is the best way. And that is Hare Namanu Kirtanam, the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here also, the sages of the Brahmanas, since they are the head of society, they have to think about the welfare of the citizen. It's all unfortunate that today's society has no Brahmanas. So body without head, what is that body? Ghost. Eh? And when there are ghosts, then can anybody be happy? If somebody ghost hunted, then only create disturbance. So today's society has no head left. So today's society is society of the ghost. And therefore so much disturbance. So much disturbance. I was in Jaipur, one of our committee members, Mr. I.C. Agarwal, he said, Prabhuji, look at the situation. Business is so bad. Business is so down. But the income tax office, they have sent me notice that I have to pay my tax. And they have sent same amount what I paid last year. So I am claiming to them that look, last year business was good, I made money, I paid. Look at my assessment. This year business is so bad, I do not have money to pay. They said, hey, better you pay, otherwise there will be income tax raid at your place. Raid. Look at this extortion. I mean, he is genuinely trying to say that, look, last year good business, we made money, we paid. But this year business is bad, and I am not able to make money. So, they get a threat. If you don't pay, then the income tax raid. Raid means everything sealed. You cannot do any business, nothing. Then go to court, quote this thing, and all the money that I want to go to court anyway. So, all right, let's pay. Let's pay, finish up. Right? This is simply extortion. Simply extortion. We want a shampoo. You can see a shampoo in so many places. There are no principle left. What is right and what is wrong? No one to discriminate because they are no Brahmanas. Himasattvam. Himasattvam. The word has been hidden. Himasattvam arajakam. The cause of arajakta is Himasattvam. There is no religiosity. There is no rules and regulation. Can you imagine? Now the election is coming. And you must be reading every day in paper that how the parties are trying to gear up. They know that there is no single party coalition will be there, so they are trying to gear up, to patch up with whom. And if citizens are full number one who are voting, if somebody voting for a party, right, you vote for a party, he doesn't like the B party, but after election, the A and B party joins together. The B party whom he did not like, right, they joined together. That's what he was saying, your friend, what he was saying, or Air India man. So that's how people get cheated. They are really cheating. If somebody likes Congress, they don't like Communist Party. Therefore, they chose to vote Congress, not Communist Party. But after election, they join together. Then where are the people? They are not principled. Himasattvam. The sages, they were simply considering what to do, what to do, what to do. Then they saw the symptom. The symptom of rogues and thieves and their extortion and activities. Their extortion has been described in these verses, verse number 38 and 39. Evam nisantam nisayau bhavata sarva todisam. Evam nisantam, the word nisantam is very important. They were deliberating, they were discussing what to do, whom to make king, who can be the fit one. Now they didn't want to become king. The Brahmanas, they do not like to be king. You know the duty of a Brahmanas to be king. If somebody has a qualification like Kshatriya, then he should be called Kshatriya, not a Brahmana. Brahmana has a different way to function and Kshatriya has a different way to function. So they are simply deliberating. And there they see Bhavato Sarvato Sam Pansu Samitto Vinsya Choranam Avilumpata. They saw the dust coming from everywhere. The thieves were running back and forth, this way, that way, to plunder the poor citizen. The word Pasum Samusthita is, Pasum means not only dust, but they also heard the cry of the poor citizen. They were plundered, the thieves were running up and down, they were plundering, and everywhere he was crying. The thief and the rogues, they not only plunder the wealth of the people, here they plunder every wealth, the wealth, beauty, everything. They insult, they kill, and what not. Pasu samasthito. They are the kai everywhere. Jai Sisi Gauri Jai Radharas Vyai Sanam Chanamam Ki Jai. Then they really understood the cause of this dust and cry. Kaya upadya agyaya lokasya vasulumpatam. When they saw the thieves and the rogues, they are engaged in plundering. Immediately, then it took much time for them to understand why all these things happen. conclusion, Sukadeva Goswami said, they understood, Bharti Uparate Tasmin. In the killing, king is considered, king is known as Narapati, the maintainer of the society, maintainer of the people. They are Bhartu. Actually, Krishna is Bharta, everybody. Gatir Bharta, Prabhu Sakshi, Nivasam, Tranam, Srit, Prabhava, Pralaya, Sthanam, Nidhanam, Vijamabhyam. Krishna is Bharta, he is maintainer. But the king, they are known as Naradeva. They are the representative of the Lord. So in that sense, they are Bharta of this religion. When Maharaj Yudhishthira was the king, we have heard about his kingdom. Apitala Dharmaraya, Pityottaranjana Prabhu, Nispriya Sarvakamebhyo, Krishna Padanu Sevaya. That was the qualification of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Apitala Dharmaraya. He had no desire to enjoy his kingdom. Apitala. No desire. They were not touched by the so-called enjoyment of people. And he was Dharmaraja. Dharmaraja means one who knows not Raj Dharma, not Rajniti. Nowadays, they only know Rajniti, not Raj Dharma. According to Rajniti, one can kill, one can lie, one can cheat. The part of diplomacy. The only one part. Raj Dharma. So they are not ready to listen about Raj Dharma, only Raj Niti. They want to follow the diplomacy. Only diplomacy, but not Dharma. Therefore all this Arajakta is there. Anyway, Maharaj Jivad Dharma Raja. You are a follower of Raj Dharma. The king has his dharma, his prescribed duty. Dharma means proper translated as prescribed duty. The king has prescribed duty. Everyone has prescribed duty. And if somebody does follow that prescribed duty, then he'll be happy. Brahmachari has prescribed duty, Grihastha, whole Brahmacharya system has prescribed duty. Maharaj Yudhishthira was following the prescribed duty of a king. And what a prescribed duty first is? Pityottaranjana Prabhu. He was Prabhu. Mataji, please don't sit there. Sit on chair. Arun Prabhupada Vyasam. Pityottaranjana Prabhu. He was like his father. Pitrivata has two meanings. He was like his father to Srijan. Or he was like father for the Srijan. Both meanings. Pitrivata Ranjana Prabhu has both meanings. He was like his father, means like Maharaj Pandu. And he was like father for the Srijan. The Srijan felt very comfortable with Maharaj Yudhishthira. Just like a child. When he has some problem, he can freely go to father and say, my dear father, I have this problem. So Maharaj Yudhishthira, I am the kingdom all like that. Is there any problem? Any citizen can knock the door and go there. Nobody could stop even Kali went to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Can you imagine? Kali went to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Once after the time has come for retiring, before the beginning of Kali Yuga, Kali took the form of a Brahmin and he went to Maharaj Yudhishthira. That time Maharaj Yudhishthira, he told his brother, so look, I want to take retirement. I want to do some Hari Bhajan now. So please, for some time, you run the kingdom. So all the brothers, they have to be outside the door where Maharaj Yudhishthira are doing his bhajan. Outside only. So Kali, who was in form of Brahman, he came and first he met Bhima. He said, I would like to meet Maharaj Yudhishthir. He said, no, no, you cannot meet Maharaj Yudhishthir. He is doing his bhajan. Tell me what you want. He said, I have a question. Bro, you have a question? What is the question? He said, well, while are you walking, while you are coming, I thirsty, I went to a well, and there I saw a lady, she was fetching the water, with one bucket of water, she filled up five pitcher, or five pot. And later on, she was trying to put that water from the pot in bucket, but she could not fill the bucket. What is the reason? By same bucket full water, she filled five pot. And when she transferred the same water in the bucket, she could not fill it. What is the reason? What is the answer for this question? Bhim said, my dear Panditji, all this question I cannot answer. If you have any question about eating and all these things and fighting, you tell me, I'll answer that one. Or if somebody troubling you, I'll come and help you. But this question I cannot answer. Maybe you can go to Bhima, Arjun. Ask to Arjun. So he went further. He also said same thing to Arjun, that I have a question. He said, what is your question? Please tell. He said, while I was coming, I saw a small calf and a cow. I saw the cow was sucking the breast of a calf. What is this thing? Usually the calf is supposed to suck the breast of mother. Cow. Other way around. Cow is sucking the breast of calf. What is this thing? Arjun said, well, I really do not understand this point, but anyway you can go to Nakul, he is intelligent, he will tell. Went to Nakul, to ask Nakul. So he also asked a question to Nakul, that while I was coming, I saw there a green field. Nice crop were there. But I saw a lion who was destroying the whole crop. A lion was destroying the whole crop. What lion had to do with green field of the crop? He had to be in forest to eat animal, not the, you know, rice or paddy or wheat. They are destroying all the crops. So what is the answer for this? By the way, you see, Maya hearing everything from inside. And of course, say, well, I cannot answer. Maybe just go to Sahadeva, maybe he will be able to answer. When he went to Sahadeva, he was about to ask some question. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj from inside said, Sahadeva, who is here? As soon as Yudhishthira Maharaj opened the door to come out, that Brahmana disappeared. So Yudhishthira Maharaj looking for the Brahmana, where did he go? Who is the Brahmana? Arjun, Bhim, Nakul. First time they were defeated because Yudhishthira was not there. First time they were defeated. They have never seen the face of defeat. All the five Pandavas, they had capacity for everything. Maharaj Yudhishthira had the capacity to answer any question. We know the four Pandavas were killed by Yaksha. They were dead. But Yudhishthira won by answering the Yaksha question, he brought them in life. So here is again Yudhishthira. So everybody came around him, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev. Did he ask him, hey Brahman, where is Brahman, where did you go? And Bhim said, let him go to hell, who cares? First you answer our question. First time you got defeated because you are not there. He had asked three questions and none of the brother could answer him. So what is your answer? Then they say, ask, okay, what is your question? What is his question? Then Bhima first said, first you answer this question. He said, when he was coming, what did he see? First question. Others? What is the first question? Ask to Bhima. Where are you? Yes. The first question was, he saw on a well a lady was fetching the water. In one bucket, she could fill up five different pots. But when she was re-transferring the same water, she couldn't fill it. Okay. Now why he is struggling, the Delhi devotee? In front of you. Wake him up. सुने का समय बाकी है अभी दो एक बजे के बाद ना भाई प्रैक्टिस कर रहे हो क्या Then he heard Arjuna question. What was Arjuna question? At least till that one. Haralas, where are you? What was Arjuna question? Why did that Brahmana ask the question from Arjuna? Mind is not here. Very bad. What was the Brahmana question? Second question. Yes. The cow was sucking the breast of calf. Our third and last question. Tell us. To say? हो गया था आंख खुला था सभी सो गया था ऐसे भी सोते हो गया ओके और थर्ड क्वेश्चन यस लायन वाज डिस्ट्रॉइंग द ग्रीन फील्ड सो व्हेन यू हर्ड दिस क्वेश्चन इमीडिएटली सेड इट वाज कली who came to leave his symptom. The symptom is Kali Yuga. Then Bhima said, but what is the answer? He said, till now, one person in family would earn and satisfy everybody in the family. But in Kali Yuga, everybody will earn, still the Lord will satisfy even one person. In one bucket water, you can fill five different pots. Till now, one person earning can satisfy five persons. But in Kali Yuga, the five persons are earning, they still cannot satisfy one person. That is the answer of first question. Second question. Another for second question. Now you heard. Cow was sucking the breast of calf. So I said in Kali Yuga, usually the mother father, they never take even single penny from the daughter. Right? If daughter has some money, they will keep aside and time of their marriage, they give that money as well as they will give some more. The father used to go to the house earlier, he never entered the house. Even drink water. What a culture. Then Kali Yuga, the daughter will have job, they will earn, and mother father will eat. In Kali Yuga. Happening? Right? In Kali Yuga? The cow will suck the breast of the calf. It's other way around, but calf. Sea calf, not he calf, sea calf. Daughter will earn, and the parents will eat. Third question. Lion destroying the green field. In Kali Yuga, the lion is none but politician. And they will destroy the green field, the innocent citizen. The lions are politicians who will destroy the green field, the innocent citizen. Innocent citizens are considered as green field. Happening, is it not? We are symptom of Kali. Maharaj Rishi was Samartha. He Trihataranjanam Prabhu. Anybody could go to Maharaj instead. Even if Kali came. But unfortunately he could not meet him. Maybe if Kali would have met Maharaj instead, he would become devotee. But anyway, he left for us. Maharaj Yudhisthira wanted to see us go back home, but guarded very fast. Kalaudu seni dhirayam asti ek mahan guna kritana deva krishna sya mukta sangasya parambhaje. So ek guna, one quality. And if you keep holding that quality, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Trivattaranjana Prabhu. Nispriha sarokamebhyo. He had no spriha. He had no hankering for satisfying senses. Nispriha sarokamebhyo. Why? Krishna padam sevaya. He was constantly engaged in service of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anybody who is constantly engaged in serving Krishna, you have no desire. You are desireless. You have no hankering. You have no lamentation. And if somebody hankering and have lamentation, means he is not serving Krishna. Simple this thing. Otherwise, hearing, Prabhupada said, you are saying you are a man, you are a human being. How are you a human being? What is the qualification of human being? What is the qualification of human being? Dharma hiye to adhiko visheso. Dharma hiyena pasulinaanam. Dharma. Dharma is only one which will discriminate between human being and animal. He said, if you are simply digging and eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then how yourself you are calling human being? You are animal. You are rascal, you are animal. Prabhupada took him left right, said, you are animal. How can you say human being? Human being means you must have dharma, you must have prescribed duty. Where you prescribe duty? So human being means he had to have prescribed duty. So when you say I am devotee, then have some qualification of devotee. If there is no qualification of devotee, then how are we devotee? Now what is qualification of devotee? Krishna padam sevaya. One who constantly engaged in service of Krishna 24 hours a day. What is qualification of devotee? And if somebody becomes devotee, then he has no hankering, no lamentation. He doesn't need anything in the material world. If we have any hankering, that is only because we are not Krishna conscious. If we become Krishna conscious, then there is no hankering. So in this particular verse, three things need to be seen. One thing, when there is no king, then all the rogues and thieves, they come and plunder the innocent citizen. And these rogues and thieves are none but today's politicians. They are the lions. And they are doing this thing. And third thing is the duty of a brahmanaj. Here, in translation, really, although the great sage could subdue the disturbance by their power, just as they could kill the king, they considered it improper on their part to do so. Thus, they did not attempt to stop disturbance. They were all powerful to stop this disturbance. The question comes, why they did not do it? Sibaji Goswami said, Chayariti Saktanam Apitesam Tadanam Varanam Hetu Barasatyabham Tasmi Nimarano. They could have stopped by cursing them, by using their power that they could not move even from one place to another place. The thief could have become lost their brain also. But Jiva Goswami said, if they had done that, tapa chaya rupa dosa darsina. They do not wanted to lose the power of their austerity. The power of austerity. Tapa chaya. Tapa chaya. Chaya means losing. And tapa means the power of austerity. They did not wanted to lose power of austerity. There are two things. This is what Jiva Goswami said. Then other Goswami said, this is not duty of Brahmanas. The duty of a Kshatriya to punish and reward. Punishment and reward is the duty of a Kshatriya, not a Brahmana. Brahmanam Pare Dharma Vedanam Dharanagapi Ahimsa Satya Vachanam Chama Santosa Itopi. Brahmanam Paro Dharma. The greatest religious principle for a Brahmana is Vedanam Dharanagapi. To perform devotional service and preach about devotional service. The only patan, patan. Jajan, jayan. Dana, pratigraha. This is the duty of the Brahmana. Ahimsa, the other duty of Brahmana. Ahimsa, satya, the truthful. Satya bachanam. Chama, you know, forgiveness. Santosa, and they are self-satisfied. They are the duty of the Brahmanas. When Krishna was talking, giving a description about a Brahmana, says, what is that? Tapasaucham, Santim Arya Evacha, Jnanam Vijnanam Astikyam Brahma Karma Svabhavaja. Brahma Karma Svabhavaja. They nowhere mention in those prescribed duty for a Brahmana that they should chastise or they should kill. Or they should curse this thieves and rogues? No. Nowhere. Therefore, when Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he appears on this planet to chastise these rogues and thieves, these rascals, the asuras, then he comes as a kshatriya. He comes as a kshatriya. He came as Lord Ramchandra, kshatriya. Parshuram, whenever he had to come a kshatriya. Whenever he come to a brahmana, he did not do this thing. He came as brahmana, as Vamandev, he did not kill Bali Maharaj. He is his brahmanical intelligence and he took everything away from him. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not kill anybody. One point, when Jagai Madhari, they hurt Nityananda Prabhu, he came in with Aishwarya Bhav. He got through Ahamchakra to kill Jagai Madhari. But Nityananda Prabhu reminded him, no, you have not come for this thing. You are Brahmin. You are not your duty. So, when the Lord, he did not do. All the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is capable of doing anything. But no, to kill the demons, subdue, punish, for this thing he comes as Kshatriya. So it's better to do our duty imperfectly than trying to do somebody else's duty perfectly. Parakarma bhayavaha. So these Brahmanas, they knew it's not our duty. Let's find a king. Then try to be king. They want to be king. And if a devotee misuses his power, then he loses his devotion. To learn the lesson from this, we should now be involved in prachalpa. We should not be involved trying to correct somebody. who do this thing will commit Vaishnavaparadha and will lose the power. If you see somebody doing something wrong, better go to Timbu Prasen, Timbu Commander, say Prabhuji, Maharaj, no, he's doing such and such. Because they are needed to correct. You can only advise somebody. Brahmana means advisory only, not acting. If somebody is doing some mischievous thing, some devotee is doing something wrong, as a friend, as a devotee, you can advise him. That's it. Don't take action. Action part I will taken by management, authority. If you take the action, then our devotion will start going down. Jiva Goswami said, Tapasaya Upadosam Darsina Visa. If I do this thing, then my tapa will be chai. My devotion will go down. You want to lose their devotion. So we have got this devotion by wandering in this material world many lifetime. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Madhyavana Jiv Guru Krishna Prasadita Bhakti Latavej. You got this devotion. Prabhuj, let us preserve it. Let us not lose it. How will we lose it? Ayurup Goswami, Prajalpa, Niyamagraha, all those things. As you can see, a devotee, just like in material world, people who talk too much, they die very fast. Or they get so much disease. But people who talk very less, they are healthy, they live a long life. Same way a devotee who does frivolous talk, unnecessary talk, he dies spiritually very soon. But devotee, when they see something wrong, they pray to the Lord, that gain some intelligence, so they understand. Or they go to a proper channel, they last long. In their life. So, if somebody is not able to come to Mangalarti, class, Guru Puja, all these things, there is no other reason. Giving reason, I am very tired, of a late night, this thing, no. They are external reason. Internal reason is something else. And internal reason is our Krishna consciousness is not very strong. Krishna consciousness does not depend on our strength, bodily strength. It does not depend how many hours we are sleeping. One who is Krishna conscious, even 2 hours sleep is more than enough. Asya prahar Krishna bhajan chari danda sayane nama sankirtana nahi kuno jine. Prabhupada said, he said Goswami, before they went to sleep 8 to 10 hours. But after becoming devotee, they sleep 1.5 hours, maximum 2 hours, that's it. Our whole thing changes all around. Same body, their grown up body now, old body. But no, their Krishna consciousness was very strong. Therefore they fell sleeping. Where is the question of sleeping if somebody is Krishna conscious? Prabhupada, same way. How many hours he slept? Very few hours. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. All the great personality, the sleep, too much sleep, the symptom of bodily attachment, too much bodily attachment. And how it happens, how you lose? By getting engaged in prajalpa. Not coming Mangalarti, not class, not Guru Puja. What do we do? It's really something to learn from this verse. The sages, they're powerful, they could kill King Mena simply by shouting. And they could not stop this thing. They could easily stop. But they are very careful. They really wanted to lose their bhakti. They wanted to lose their bhakti. So we also be very careful that we got this bhakti devi after wandering 84 last pieces of life. Let's not lose it. Let's preserve it. And grow more and more and more and more and more. There is a lesson to be learned from this verse. Otherwise, in this world, padam padam jat vibhram natosam. The disturbance is everywhere. To contain the disturbance is the job of the king. Let Balihari Prabhu take care of this thing. This thing, this temple personal job. Why should you worry? The president gave full facility to you to come Mangala Arati class, Guru Puja. Everything. Why should not come? Why temple command had to be after you? We have to see what is good for us. If you gone to doctor and doctor gave medicine, take this one, then take this one. Now you have to see whether you want to be cured or you want to suffer again. You want to be cured? Follow the doctor. Simple as this, right? So anyway, to summarize this verse, there are 3 points in this verse that while the sages were contemplating, they saw the symptom of all the rogues, thieves, etc. How they are plundering the innocent citizen. Second is, the sages were empowered. They are powerful, they could have stopped it. And third is, they did not do it. Because they didn't want to lose their shakti. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes, Mother Siddhi Lalsa.
Prabhuji, is it that the sages were afraid of losing their bhakti or is it their Brahman power? Because we read in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says that Parashuram, he took up the work of a Kshatriya and Vishwamitra, he became like a Brahmana. And Prabhupada said that normally everybody should do their own duty, but if somebody is on a platform of transcendence, then he can do anybody's work.
Well, that's one way to see. Other way, better to do things according to your own nature. Parashuram had a nature of Kshatriya. And therefore, he comes under the category of Kshatriya, not in Brahmana. So is Vishwamitra, also born in Kshatriya family, but his nature was Janmana Jayato Sudra Sanskara Diya Bhave Ved Pade Bhavit Vipra Brahmajana Atiti Brahmana. By their nature, they became Brahma or Kshatriya. Not by birth, but they did not count. And of course, they were transcendental. So for the transcendental person, he can do anything. But if we are living in society, then we have to follow the rules and regulations of society.
But what I'm asking is that these sages, were they afraid of losing their bhakti or their Brahman tejas?
Brahman tejas. Brahman tejas. But bhakti also you can lose. Rupa Goswami said, Atyahara Priyatasya Prajalpani Magra Jansangastelo Lapya Shavu Bhakti Vinashyati. You can lose bhakti also. Are you asking same thing? That how bhakti is eternal, how one can lose? You may not lose what you have done, but the progress will stop. You cannot go further. Yeah, but
as Acharya, he has the combination of all these.
Acharya can do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
But we are not Acharya. Why should we artificially imitate Acharya? We should do what Acharya has said us to do. Acharya had told us to come Mangala Arati class, Guru Puja, let's do that one. There's no change. Acharya can change, we cannot change. Any other question? Yes.
There is a saying that don't give advice unless asked for. So which is the best policy? To give advice only when one asks for or just like that give advice?
This is immaterial saying. Immaterial saying. Don't give advice till you are asked for. Devotee of the Lord, they are willing to serve everybody. So they give advice but they are not attached to that advice. They are not attached.
Thanks for a wonderful class.
we see in ISKCON leaders, they are like Kshatriyas. So leaders of one zone, sometimes there is a problem in some other zone, they go as advisors. Kshatriyas go as Brahmanas. So how to reconcile this fact that Kshatriyas can act as Brahmanas, or there are only some devotees who are just like Brahmanas, no post. But we have seen devotees in high post, they are advisors some other zone. How we can put this fact here?
Well, if anything with relation to Krishna is devotion, and devotion is for one and all, whether Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. If some zone, something wrong going in preaching or pleasure to the Lord, and somebody goes and give advice, that's nothing wrong in that, perfectly all right, because it's for the service of the Lord. But if the punishment comes there, he can only give advice to that person to punish, but he cannot punish. He can go and give advice, Prabhuji, I think you should do this thing. This devotee causes disturbance, maybe you can ask him to go to some other temple. But he cannot do. He can ask that general secretary or temple president to do that, but he cannot do. Parakarma vayava, only advice. He can do in his zone, in his area, but not other area. Is clear? Any other question? Alright, Gandhra Srila Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gokulesa Prabhu.
Jai.